make some policy recommendations at the CRC level that can impact an entire bureau, and that is where the highest impact the volunteers have. So I would just encourage people who want to see change apply.
Great. Well, Irene Konev, thank you so much for talking with me today.
Thank you too.
That was KBOO reporter Sam Bowman speaking with Irene Konev, the Senior Community Outreach Coordinator at the City Auditor's Independent Police Review Division.
And now it's time for News from the Boo, the weekly segment from people inside of and around KBOO with news from your community radio station.
Well, good evening. You are listening to News from the Boo here on KBOO Community Radio.
Your community connection.
Oh, yeah. Your community connection. Listener-supported, volunteer-powered here on KBOO Portland. I am Jenny Okuyama, and I am joined with my fellow interim station co-manager Celeste Carey.
How's everybody?
I know I'm doing okay. I'm gonna admit, I'm not doing the best this week, but you know,
it's been a rough week.
I think it's been a rough week for many people.
Yes,
you know?
It has. But how about some good news? Let's start with some good news.
All right, let's start with some good KBOO news.
Okay, I'm gonna do the drum roll. We don't know the totals yet, but we suspect we have reached our spring appeal goal.
That's exciting stuff.
That is very exciting. We couldn't have done it if you all had not shown us your love.
Exactly.
You know, you opened your hearts and your checkbooks and wallets wide, and those checks are pouring in. And you know, I'll say this, not to fatigue or wear you out, but if you had not had a chance to contribute, you can do it anytime. You can always go to www.kboo.fm/donate and contribute, or you can send us a check. We know that everyone is not able. Money is flowing in strange ways these days, but we do appreciate the fact that those who have been able have done so. And if your chance comes up, we thank you for thinking about us and supporting us so we can keep on being there for you and connecting our communities. Yay.
Well, just to get back to the people who already gave, because I want to give a thank you again.
Supporters.
Yeah, you know, we had a goal of $80,000. And we had canceled our normal spring drive, you know, which is usual. If you're a normal KBOO listener, you know, we do the typical radio thing, you know, for 2 weeks we, you know, talk about, oh, you know, donate today and you get the shirt. But because COVID-19 happened and we had to, you know, shut down the station, we had to do a different approach to raising money. And we were really curious if people would be able to give right now. And we weren't even sure if it was okay to be asking because, you know, everybody was going through such a tough economic and uncertain economic. I mean, we still are, but especially back in March when everything was happening. And so for us to now get here to this point and we saw, wow, there's people out there who believe in us, you know, even when everyone's going through a hard time right now. So that is just something inspiring in terms of just realizing that we have that audience out there. I think it's a little harder to feel these days as we're working from home a lot.
Yes.
You don't feel so connected to the physical station.
And we can't receive your phone calls.
I know, but I'm hoping that this means our listeners still feel connected to KBOO because they're still hearing it the way that they're used to on the radio.
We had one supporter who sent in a letter who said, "You have warmed my heart. You've knit together the community. You've been here. You've entertained my mind. You know, you've kept me grounded." And hearing those things, it sounds really maybe basic or elementary, but you know what? That's what your heart is based on. You know, those real basic fundamental things like appreciation and love and support. And we thank you from the bottom of our hearts. Yes. That's a family for you.
Yeah. I mean, like, people showed us what was possible. I think they proved us a little bit wrong. I'm going to admit, I was a little cynical, you know?
Yeah, I was cynical, too.
I don't know. That's going to happen, everyone. And then, you know, people, especially, it was a kind of the normal kind of thing that we have for drives where people are giving in small amounts. They give what they can. And, you know, we always ask people, like, tell us why you're giving.
Yes.
And the reasons are so varied. I mean, it's all, you know, I love KBOO, I believe in KBOO, that sort of thing. But it's always interesting to see the public affairs shows, you know, why people like it, you know, versus some people don't, they don't even know we do news and public affairs. And it's just like, you guys just have the best music and they only listen at midnight, you know. Yes. So it's always
you
great
get
to
me through my midnight hour. I listen to you. I work the night shift. We get that a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah. So thank you, everyone. Everyone. I don't care if you sent us a penny or you sent us $100,000. You know, whatever you sent us.
Yeah. By the way, if you have a friend who wants to send us $100,000 plus yourself, it's, you could still do
$100,000 would be nice.
All right. We sent that vibe out there to the universe. Let's see.
Yes, to the universe, you know, speak it. So speaking of speaking it, we also walked our talk yesterday. We did our own community-based slant on Blackout Tuesday, though.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. And so what we did is we played a selection of music by our Black programmers. I was one of them. And we sent it out in solidarity for all of those lives that we've lost. And, it's a humbling experience to both feel that pain personally and then reach out and be supportive of other people's feeling that pain and then all the various ways we express it, because then you see the responsibility of being community. You have to grab that hand and hold it tight, you know. And yes, we are our brothers and sisters, our siblings' keepers. We are. And KBOO, we're trying to really walk that talk. And so we were responsive. And rather than having the commercial expression of no sound at all, we did our moments of silence in the morning at 11, but then we had program, we had music. Yes. And hats off to our programming team for getting it together and all of the other programmers that participated in it.
Yeah, other community stations had participated as well. And so if people want to be listening to any of that special programming, the special music programming that happened, you can go onto our website. And if you look under latest audio, you'll find audio that played from 8 p.m. to midnight last night. So 4 hours of special programming.
And then here's an audio segue for you.
Oh, yeah. What else is in
audio
news? We got
a teaser coming up.
Okay.
Well, on Saturday, Dr. Jane.
Oh, Dr. Jane.
She does the Blues Junction. I heard there's some whispers about some special announcement on that show Saturday from 5 to 7, June 6th.
Oh, yes.
At 7 p.m.
Someone who knows. I know the details. I'm just going to say I'm excited. That's all I'm saying. So there's my tease. Yeah. So tune in to Blues Junction on Saturday, because KBOO's going to announce
something special.
We're just going to tease it right there. So let's say yeah.
Yeah.
Blues Junction.
That's
good
all
show.
We're going to say. Go to the Blues Show. Let Dr. Jane tickle your ears. Yeah. Oh, so more audio things. What else? I mean, we're radio, of course.
Oh, I know. But, I mean, it's, everything is a conversation about
That's what we do.
Yeah, talking about audio and talking about being community. Let's try that one
Mike.
Again.
Okay, Mike. I got happy and I shook my mic like I was shaking a maracas. That's what I get.
Yeah, see, this is how much you can tell Celeste loves radio. She's like, audio, and she just got super excited.
I did.
When we're saying that we're a community radio station and we're volunteer-powered and we're listener-supported, part of the way that we are listener-supported is people sending us audio.
Yes.
And speaking of, you know, everything that's going on in the world right now, we know that a lot of people have been attending the various, you know, vigils and protests and rallies that have been happening over the last few days. And some people have been, you know, wanting to contribute some audio that maybe they've collected, or maybe you have breaking news tips or stories that you'd like to share with us. You can always do that if you have any sort of news that you would like to send in. Maybe you witnessed something, or maybe you just have something significant audio-wise or video-wise that you think KBOO needs to air. Send that to our news director at newsdirector at kboo.org, because that's what, you know, our news is about. That's how we're different than the commercial mainstream. You know, our goal always at KBOO is that our audio comes from the community and it comes from the grassroots. So literally, we need audio from you. So go ahead and email newsdirector@kboo.org if you have anything to contribute, or you want to just email with maybe a story or anything you witnessed, because, you know, First Amendment, it's all very, very important. I think that, you know, especially as we're having protests about, you know, police brutality, and so much of that comes from a lack of lack of oversight. And lack police accountability.
Oversight, and oversight is what we need. When you're out there on the street and you're recording people's responses, or you're recording what you see happening, that's part of the whole oversight process, a citizen oversight. Yeah. And so, you know, we want that audio. Now, what if they have video?
Yeah, people can turn in video as well. Obviously, we can't be putting it. We can't be putting it up on or be putting it on the air. So if you want to tag us in any sort of posts on social media, you know, pictures, videos that you want to share, that would be the way to do it. And you can find us on all the socials on at KBOO Radio. And we always really appreciate the updates, because that's what community radio is about. It's about reporting coming from you.
Yes.
Other things to mention for our volunteers: if you are a former member or a volunteer who wants to be on the street team, we're looking for people who are already volunteers here at KBOO. But if you're wanting to be part of the street team, go ahead and send an email to Althea. That's people who want to be covering, you know, all the news stories that happen literally out there on the street, and because we need help covering what's going on in our city right now.
Yes, we do.
And of course, you can always email her. Again, that's newsdirector@kboo.org. And then the other thing for our programmers, if you are listening right now and you want to join the vetting team, well, even if you are just like, I'm kind of wanting to, you too, because we need some help right now. So email Asia or Tammy and let them know that you got some time to help with the vetting process right now, because we need help.
We do need help. We need people who can listen and catch detail, somebody who's detail oriented. Yeah. Oh, you know, for the street team, we will have training, and we're going to have you go through that training and some instruction before we actually activate you. So if you have experience as a KBOO volunteer, come on and get another layer of training and join the team. This has been News from the Boo for you.
Yeah, we'll be with you again next Wednesday at 5:45. And maybe I'll finally have a name for that thing that I teased last week where I'm interviewing programmers. I interviewed you last week. Well, next week I'm going to interview somebody else. And by then I'll be premiering my very exciting thing. So we'll have many exciting things. We'll have the thing that Jane announced on Saturday, and my exciting title of, it's probably called like Your KBOO History.
The Boo You Didn't Know.
The Boo. Oh, look at that. We came up with the name right there. See, plus so many productive things happen on News from the Boo.
Yes, it does.
Okay, well, we will talk to you next week. Thanks for tuning in.
Yes. Bye bye. Thank you.
You are listening to KBOO Portland. KBOO Portland on 90.7 FM, K282BH Philomath on 104.3 FM, and K220HR Hood River on 91.9 FM.